Welcome, welcome, ladies and perverts, to my brand new podcast, My Wife is a Dominatrix, with me, Dan Vandal, and her, MP.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Yo, bitches.
Wow. You're coming straight in there with yo, bitches.
Sorry.
Jesus
Not
Christ.
Sorry.
How's your week been?
Eventful.
Yeah?
Yeah, I took a puppy for a walk.
Took a puppy for a walk? What else?
I pegged an elderly gentleman.
What do you mean elderly? Elderly, like what number?
Like 75.
Jesus.
And I whipped some naughty boys and smoked some cigars.
Oh, yeah, the cigar thing. That's gross. We need to make like a whole podcast episode out of that. Because that is... There's some issues in that one, right?
Why?
Because... What do you mean, why?
Some men find it sexy watching a woman smoke. It's like the inhaling and the cigar lighting up. It's like a movie almost. Like one of those movies
that you used
to watch when you were younger. Like Jessica Rabbit probably smoking on a cigar. It's that sort of sexual thing that they saw as a child that then turned into...
Like a seduction type thing. I thought you were talking about the other cigar smoking guy, that guy.
Oh, the guy who eats the ash and things like that, and the mashed banana.
Yeah, we'll save that. We'll make an episode on that one day. I think we can do like a top gross things you've had to do, or something like that, right?
Everyone's definition of gross is different.
Okay, top my gross things.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. I think we should definitely get into that. So you've been quite busy then this week. How's the coronavirus affecting business?
Well, we're generally not too close. They're tied up on the cross and it's a one-to-one situation. So it's been all right. It's quiet because obviously people are following the rules as we all should and taking precautions. I do sanitize and sterilize everything after every visit. I wear gloves. To be fair, it's actually probably more hygienic than your like local dentist.
Yeah, you're still getting them to do the test and send you the NHS thing saying they're negative stuff, yeah?
So yeah, we take precautions and everything. And obviously I've had my first lot of jabs and due to have my second and I get tested every week anyway, so...
That's pretty good. Also, you said like your online stuff has started to get busier now, you know, doing webcam sessions of dominatrix thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that's a thing you could do.
Well, apparently it is.
Uh-huh.
I prefer the real life sessions, obviously, because I like to get my hands on them. But yeah, it's you sort of just order them about on the camera or observe them doing things to themselves whilst you assist with orders.
Yeah, okay. But was that like, was the webcam dominatrix thing like, was it popular pre-COVID or is it like something that's taken
a
boom
been,
since?
It's always been popular. It's sex sales.
Yeah.
It's always been popular. Guys want to get their willies out and show random ladies it on the internet.
Yeah, they do.
And this is a way for them to do this and also get their kicks.
Yeah, but like has it increased? Like, has the web side of it increased?
I don't think it has.
Really?
No, because it's always been there. It's always been popular. Guys who are too scared to actually visit a real life dom tend to indulge in cam sessions because it's that... Taking that leap is quite scary, going to visit like a dungeon or my fungeon.
Fungeon. Yeah, I forget we call it the fungeon. That's cute.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun room. It's not. It's like a dungeon / a fun place to be. So.
It is not. It is haunting. It is a haunting room to be in.
It is not a haunting room. I like it. It's a nice space.
It makes me shiver when I have to go in there to do maintenance.
Maintenance.
Generally makes me shiver.
I know. I can never get you in there for longer than 5 minutes.
Absolutely not.
You actually call it my prostitute room, but there we go.
I had to go in there and change the light bulb and stick on some mirrors for you yesterday. And yeah, I felt cold.
And there were lots of dicks in a jar.
Dicks in a jar, dildos everywhere. It's not an ideal working environment.
Look, it's my tools of the trade.
Well, yeah.
You have a toolbox. I have a dildo box.
Yeah, this is true. I have like Makita drills and you have 12 inches.
I do.
Flopping about.
Massive, big, black cocks.
It's very specific, that, wasn't it?
I know. I like that's quite a request as well.
I like the what's the one you got the other day, like the dragon-y looking thing?
Oh, like mythical fantasy dildos.
Fantasy dildos.
You can get
horse fantasy dildos.
You can get pig dildos. You can get dog dicks. You can, there's all kind of dicks on the market now.
There's a lot, but no, there's some specific like dragon...
Mm.
dragon dick. Yeah. I mean, how do they even know what dragon dick looks like?
I saw a guy the other day fucking himself with a tentacle, so that was a new one.
Wowzers.
Yep.
Or like a squid tentacle.
Yeah, like an legit octopus. Slipped it up his bum. It was a loving life.
Jesus Christ.
I really hope they douche, because that's going to come out and be such a clean job.
That is a weird way to make sushi, right?
Oh, don't. Don't put me off the things I love.
It is. That's the thing. This is a job that you genuinely love doing, right?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I'm quite a freaky person anyway.
Yeah, you are.
I can't be dominant with you. And I'm quite a bossy cow, so I really enjoy it. Yeah, I get my kicks from it.
You are quite bossy. What do you mean you can't be dominant with me?
Well, I can't. You're more of an alpha, as we'd say. You're more of a dominant force yourself. So you and I are both dominant characters.
Yeah, I think so.
Makes life awkward sometimes, but
we do tend to like dominate social situations, don't we? If we happen to go somewhere with other people to do something, we tend to.
Yeah.
I don't. What's the right way of saying? I don't know how to say it without sounding like a dick.
Like power couple sort of thing. Like we're the couple. We burst into a party and we're kind of loud.
We are the party.
Funny. No.
Yeah, we are.
You get some couples that are just quiet, and we're just. I think we're just vivacious and full of life, and we're.
Yeah.
We were the class clowns at school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then we've combined together, so, you know, I am...
You're making us sound like the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers!
When combined.
I keep saying, I apologise. But what were we talking about? Short-term memory.
We're talking about how you really enjoy doing what you do.
Yes, I really, really enjoy it, and I like...
Which is amazing. I love the fact that you enjoy it, because I hate with a passion what I do. So it's amazing that you really enjoy doing what you do every day.
I find it a genuine...
You're really good at it as well, aren't you?
Yeah, but I find it a genuine turn on as well. Like I really like it. I like guys that say yes and guys that won't say no or can't say no because I've tied them up and they cannot speak.
More to the point,
but
I'm
I
not
love having
to say
that
no.
control and that power. It's a real sexy thing to have that sort of mind play control, and I really enjoy it.
Good. Because, I mean, that doesn't work with me, right?
No. No, it does not.
I think I'm a different tact. Like, you have to be pleasant to me in order to get whatever it is you're after. Like, if you want me to get you a cup of tea from the kitchen, then you have to say, like, oh, baby, can you make me a cup of tea, please?
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
Oh, my God, I sound just like you then.
I legit don't want to do that. Sometimes I'm just like, can you just make it? And I don't want to have to give you a whole fanfare of being nice.
And how does that
work out?
Because
being nice is exhausting.
And how does that work out?
Terribly.
Yeah.
I feel like being a dom, I could do that all the time, and then being nice would be the job. Like, I feel like that is the way I could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, being nice is hard work.
I don't find it hard work.
Yeah.
I'm pleasant to everybody.
That's a lie.
I'm pleasant to the majority of people.
Still a lie.
I can be pleasant to people I can be bothered to be pleasant to.
Yeah, hit it there.
Yeah, but then there's nothing wrong with that, right? I don't outwardly go out to be a dick.
I don't. It just kind of comes out.
Yeah, it's just kind of natural for you. You just naturally.
Some people are just really naturally nice, and some people are just naturally dominant and bossy. It doesn't make us bad people. It just we're very straight, blunt, to the point, and sometimes people can misconstrue that as rude. It's not. It's just the way I am.
Yeah, no, I've had this conversation with people before that, like, some people have to make a point of being an arsehole. And those people often have like a softer, nicer side. And then there's other people that are inherent arseholes. And those are the ones that I can't be bothered with. And I think those are the ones that society can't be bothered with, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you for your input there. That was brilliant.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so I think that's where the difference lays. You have to pretend you're being an arsehole. And then everything's okay. If you're an actual asshole,
define asshole.
What do you mean define? Like,
there's many types of assholes.
Piers Morgan.
Oh yeah, he's an asshole.
Inherent asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's yeah.
Simon Cowell trying to be an asshole for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Don't think he's I don't think he's an inherent asshole.
I think he's an asshole for the TV.
Yeah. So you see my point, right?
Yeah.
So there's like two different sides to it. One of them's acceptable. The other one.
You kind of Katie Hopkins.
Inherent asshole.
Yeah, massive asshole.
Yeah, and then give me like another female version that isn't an inherent asshole.
Holly Willoughby.
Oh come on, she's a babe. What are you talking about?
But
she's not even on the same spectre.
But oh yeah, I was trying to like do the two difference.
That's the, yeah, I get what you're doing, but that's wrong.
Yeah, I think I failed at this.
You did. We needed another lady that's a bit of an arsehole, but isn't inherently one.
I can't be put on the spot like this.
No, I'm struggling.
Kat Von D.
Kat Von D, you reckon?
Yeah, because sometimes she comes across a bit of an arsehole. Like,
the tattoo trick, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes. But I don't think she is. I think she had to be a badass bitch because she was the only female dominating in the setting that she was put in. So she was like...
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was forced upon
her to be a bitch. She had to get quite tough. She was in a male-dominated sector.
Yeah, I mean, I've read her book. She doesn't seem like a dick.
Yeah, exactly. But in the programme, she has to be quite... No, this. She has to stand up for herself, and when women stand up for themselves, we're automatically called bitches.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's not cool.
Well, no.
No.
C'est la vie.
I will beat you.
I'd rather you didn't. Anyway, that was it, really. We were just dropping in just to do a quick podcast, sort of introduce our voices to the world, and sort of go from there. We will be putting out the first episode, the name of which I have suddenly forgotten. Let's have a quick look.
Ever the Professional?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just Call Me MP, isn't it? Call Me MP, because we're going to introduce you as a dominatrix, of which we will refer to you as MP from here on out, right?
Yeah, sure.
Makes sense?
Yeah. I can't give you my full name. If we're talking about client things, I'm definitely not giving you my full name.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine?
Not.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. No,
I probably have some
not.
Like lawsuits on my hands.
What? This is not America.
Lawsuits on my hands.
Oh my god, they're gonna sue your
ass. Oh my god, I dumb people in America though.
We should be American. We're great at that. So yeah. Anyway, that was it. We were introducing ourselves. My name is Dan Vandal. She is MP, and we will be back with a new episode at some point this week. If you do like what you're hearing, please leave a review over on iTunes and Spotify just to let us know how we're getting on. If you don't like it, then just stay quiet. Thank you ever so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the flip side. How do I pause this? Where's the stop button gone?
Can you make me an omelette?
Yeah, I'll make you an omelette. Right, laters.